Right now, happy first Monday of the month. That means it's time for Mondays with Mike. Each time, one of the Mikes here at Wisconsin Public Radio, either Director Mike Crane or Content Director Mike Arnold, swings by Central Time or the morning show to talk about what's going on with WPR. This time, it's us, and we've got Mike Crane. We're going to talk about some special programming over the next several weeks, a big 40th anniversary event for one of our weekend shows, staffing changes, and more. And you can join in with your questions and comments at 800-642-1234. What do you want to hear more or less of? Any particular show you'd like WPR to carry? What questions do you have about what we do, why we do it, or the way we do it? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Mike, welcome back.
It's great to be here, and always love the opportunity to hear from our listeners and to find out just how avid they are about listening, not just to their public radio station, but to podcasts and streams from other public radio stations. So sometimes it's even a journey of discovery for us right here inside the radio to learn what's out there that you're interested in.
Yeah, and in general, we're making a push, Mike, to hear more about what people listen to and why, including our current lineup, but as you say, not limited to it. What do we want to hear from people?
Yeah, we want to hear the things that you think are really great that we ought to investigate. Or, you know, it is actually important. If there's something you don't like, it does help us to think through what changes we might make in the future.
Yeah, so if you have concerns about any show apart from Central Time, let us know. Or if you like a show, like, say, Central Time, you can let us know about that, too.
Yeah, perfect.
And right now, you can call in at 800-642-1234, but you can call anytime if you have thoughts or questions for WPR. Our audience services department is great. You can call them at 800-747-7444 or email listener at WPR.org. Now, speaking of programming, Mike, we just ended this series that the news team took the lead on, High Tolerance. Talk about that.
So that was our series about our complicated relationship with alcohol here in our state. And we got a lot of listener comments. Some of it, of course, very appreciative because there were a lot of really great stories in terms of what you could learn from them, but some concerned about how some of the pieces seem to be glorifying alcohol, and there's a lot to not be worth glorifying. We really tried to do something that I think is so public radio, which is to acknowledge that our state's relationship with alcohol is complicated. That's what public radio is good at, and so it is the state, the only state we learned, that basically makes the first drunk driving offense hardly worth talking about. Yet it's also a place where there's a ton of binge drinking. It's the place where there's a lot of pride in the alcohol that we create, for a long time now, breweries and now distilleries as well. And it's the place where, and we got to tell these stories, where horrible things have happened because of alcohol. And it's all in there. We hope that we kind of dance that line correctly. And so that was the purpose, was telling a complicated story over the course of a couple of weeks.
And I'm sure we'll follow up on these issues, both on our talk shows here and in the news department over the coming months. People can listen to our series, High Tolerance. You can hear all those stories and a lot of visuals, too, at WPR.org/alcohol. Moving on to another Wisconsin Life special now, Mike, Classroom Frequency Student Voices from Wisconsin. Tell us about that.
Yes, you know, we really do love to work with students and meet students all the time, but it's rare that we have the chance to work so closely with them. So what we did is Maureen McCollum, the producer of Wisconsin Life's radio series, joined up with students from the Monona Grove Liberal Arts Charter School to create a radio program that reflects their interests, or really a podcast that will happen to broadcast. And so they've got that together. It's going to be on the Ideas Network and our NPR News and Classical Network a bunch of times. The first opportunity here on the Ideas Network is Sunday, June 9th, so this coming Sunday at 4 p.m. And it's the stories that the kids wanted to tell about family and music and school, and Maureen is joined by teacher Ian Lowe to tell those stories with the kids.
All right, we've got that to look forward to. And another special during Pride Month, Mike, a different kind of coming out, a Nancy Pride special. What are we going to hear on that, Mike?
Well, so that's, let me give you the time, too. It's Tuesday, June 18th at 8 p.m., and it's a way to celebrate LGBTQ Pride with a critically acclaimed podcast about the experience. one of the things that they talk about is how coming out is taking a risk and sharing something that's deeply personal with another person or with family or friends. And we'll hear three different kinds of coming out stories. And that's, again, a different kind of coming out, a Nancy Pride special, Tuesday, June 18th at 8 p.m.
All right, a couple more programs I want to touch on, Mike. July 4th, the Capitol Steps are back.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. They poke fun at everybody in politics, and their Politics Takes a Holiday program. That's going to be 5 o'clock on July 4th. And so we encourage you, if you'd like a little political fun, to go ahead and listen.
And then some Big River Radio Waves right after that?
That's right. It's a midsummer celebration. This is the Big River Radio Wave. It's a live show that they do on what I sometimes think of as the west coast of Wisconsin, along the river there. And that's in Alma. And they have guests including Wisconsin cellist Ed Willett of Tent Show Radio fame, and La Crosse area acoustic musicians John Smith, Dan Sobranek, and Larry Dalton, and more. And so that's coming up Thursday, July 4th at 6 p.m.
Talking to WPR Director Mike Crane. It's Mondays with Mike, and you can join in with your questions or comments about Wisconsin Public Radio at 800-642-1234. We'll bring on some callers now. Tom starts us off in Neenah. Tom, hi.
Good afternoon. The reason I'm calling, and I don't want to paint with too broad a brush, but over the last several days, a couple of times it's come up with the way things have been reported, this in particular regarding disaster funding. Last week, the House had like a pro forma session, and to get it through, they needed unanimous consent. I think it was brought up three different days. Each day there was a Republican that did not want unanimous consent. But when it was broadcast, it was, we can't get things through Washington. Or this morning on the news, it was conservatives. And I really think precise language about what party is holding up important legislation is, I just think it's, if... The vagueness of it helps the people that are just throwing sand in the gears.
Tom, thanks for the call. Mike?
Yeah, there are a couple of different things that might be going on there. And one is that because newscasts happen every hour, they do try to rewrite things a bit. And what they may be losing is that precision, because certainly the idea of our newscast writing, whether it's national or local, is to be accurate. And so another thing that might be going on is, as often happens with legislative stuff, there might be the story that it's being told, and there's also backstories. The problem is if the reporters aren't telling those backstories, then you don't get to know the full truth. And so that's something we certainly should be keeping in mind. And thanks, Tom, for those comments.
Tom, thanks for the call. We're going out to Louise in Dodgeville. Louise, hi.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering about shows that are broadcast on both the classical station and the news station at the same time. Simply Folk, for instance, I'm a big fan, but wondering if there's an opportunity for new programming to be added instead of playing one show on both stations. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, thanks, Louise. This is a question that comes up a lot. One of the things that is never evident when you're in your car or in your house listening to the radio is that the WPR networks are very different in terms of the size of the broadcast circles. And so I'd say a long time ago we developed a couple of habits that may be worth examining. WPR has one station in Milwaukee, and so we wanted to make sure that Higher Ground, which is otherwise heard on the News and Classical Network, is heard in Milwaukee. So it's on Saturday nights on WHAD in Milwaukee. And the same thing, Simply Folk, was heard only there, so it was on that network. But those kind of things, I have to say, it feels like what we refer to it as is the Manhattan Project, to figure out a way to unwind and reconnect all of those things in the most sensible way. The other habit we developed, and this was probably when A Prairie Home Companion was super popular, is that we wanted to make sure it was absolutely positively available to anyone, and so we were running that on both networks as well. Probably in this day and age, with everything available as a podcast, it would be worth reexamining. our puzzle would always be, if we choose one network, which one? And if you happen to look at the coverage maps that are deep inside of WPR.org, you'd see why we feel it's a bit of a puzzle. But thank you for the thought, and we definitely do think about that a lot.
And hey, thanks for the call, Louise. Speaking of Simply Folk, they've got a little shindig coming up. I'm not just making up the word. It's actually called the Simply Folk Shindig.
We've been calling that the sort of annual party the shindig for a while, but this is an extra big one,
right?
Because it's our 40th anniversary of broadcasting Simply Folk. We've had a number of wonderful hosts mm-hmm. over the years, and Dan Robinson is our now wonderful host, who'll be on stage and welcoming Grammy-nominated musicians Dom Flemons and Mary Gaucher, along with a Madison favorite, Chris Plata. And that's this Friday evening. And it's over at the Memorial Union in their wonderful theater. And so if you haven't gotten tickets yet, you can still get them, and you can find out more about it at WPR.org/presents.
It's the June edition of Mondays with Mike. We're talking about all things Wisconsin Public Radio with director Mike Crane. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question or comment about WPR? Tell us what you like or dislike about what you hear. You just want to know why things work the way they do. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, it's the June edition of Mondays with Mike. WPR director Mike Crane is here to take your questions and comments about WPR. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234 with your feedback, comments, questions, whatever you got. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. We'll go back to your calls now. Jay is with us in Stevens Point. Jay, hi.
Hey, guys. I just had the idea that it would be a lot easier to listen to parts of Central Time if in your top-of-the-hour teaser you would list the stories coming up in order that they're coming up, so that I could listen to part of the BBC, what they've got going on, and then tune back into you to catch the one I really want to hear rather than have to sit through all the other things that I'm not all that interested in.
Gotcha, Jay. Thanks for the call. So that's it. I do a billboard right at the beginning of the show where I list all the stuff. And yeah, I usually do it, and there's no science behind this. I do it kind of, the top news story, that's what I mentioned first, and then some of the other stuff after that. I could do it chronologically. I don't know, but I just want to trick Jay into listening the whole time.
That's right.
No, I'm kidding. I'm happy if you're listening to the BBC. That's still our other network.
Yeah, that's right. I think both approaches are good. Generally, the headlines are something we don't necessarily want to list every single thing, but that fights your purpose, Jay. And sorry about that. I am glad that you're going back and forth, though. Yeah, that's awesome.
Two pretty good networks. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot for calling in, Jay. Let's go to Nancy now in Milwaukee. Nancy, hello.
Hello. I have discovered that 1A would be available 5 days a week. So I am hoping that you will consider taping Science Friday on when it is available to you, and showing that to us, or I should say presenting it to us on Saturday mornings, so that we could have wonderful Joshua Johnson and his 1A program on 5 days a week. And I'm sure that many people who work have never explored the delights of Science Friday, but if you played it to us on Saturday morning, then they would be able to hear all these wonderful scientific discoveries that they may not even be aware of.
Nancy, thanks. 1A every day, Sci-Fry Saturday.
Yeah, it's funny. When they switched over, when the original pairing of NPR's Talk of the Nation and NPR's Talk of the Nation Science Friday, when Talk of the Nation went away, they debated whether to make their name a little more generic than Friday. And I think they wanted to hold on to that broadcast slot because they refused to change it. And they thought, we might be hesitant to put it on Saturday or Sunday for that reason. And yes, that's a consideration, but also it had such wonderful response that when we added 1A, we decided to hold on to Science Friday, as I think a lot of stations did. This is the eternal dilemma. We were talking about this in a very different context the other day, that whenever we invent a new radio program, in order to share it with people on the radio, we have to cancel something else. And that always is a challenge to make the right decision. It's one of the reasons we actually love the idea of listening to archives online and podcasting and all that, because it gives you almost an endless supply of great listening. And so I remember just the other day I was showing a friend how she can get podcasts on her iPhone. I was like, it's right here. You can get it. And you can get podcast catchers on pretty much any phone. So that's another alternative. Don't know if we'll change our minds on that, Nancy, but thanks for the comment.
Thanks for calling in, Nancy, at 800-642-1234. Mike Crane, WPR director, is with us for this month's edition of Mondays with Mike. Let's go to Devin in Milwaukee now. Devin, hi.
Hi. Oh my gosh, this is so cool. I've never been on this. Okay.
It's pretty
cool,
never
right?
stops
Big
being
on the radio.
Cool, Devin.
Yeah.
So go for it.
So you know how you do like a rebroadcast of Central Time?
Yeah.
So you do it at 7, and then I think it starts at 3, right?
That's right. 3 to 5, 5 to 7.
Yeah.
So you say that people can still call in on both of them. How do they know? Because I'm sure there may be people that call in on the rebroadcast.
Yep.
Like, what do you guys do for that?
Yeah, it's a wonderful question. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I'm often tricked by it, and I work inside the radio. Now, I don't call in because I can just walk down the hall and talk to folks. But actually, a lot of our call-in shows are exactly like that, going way back to maybe one of the first prominent call-out shows nationally was Car Talk. And we do that with Dr. Zorba as well, and with the repeat of Garden Talk on Saturdays, and the same thing with the Gradens with People's Pharmacy. So typically what happens with these different shows is if you call in at the later time, there'll be a message there that lets you know that you can no longer get in, or a busy signal if anyone remembers those.
Right.
That's just the opportunity to still broadcast it has seemed worth it, and a lot of people tune in those 2 hours as well.
Right. But yeah, if you were to call, you'd get a message that says this is a repeat. And I think there's a thought, oh, we could put in a tag or something like that. But that's kind of then you're trying to insert a thing in. It gets a little weird audio-wise, Devin. But thank you. Welcome to the airwaves. I'm very glad you made your first call in. That's wonderful.
The other thing that is a challenge is any kind of what we call a disclaimer. So something that you put, say, at the beginning of broadcast saying, this is sensitive material, or this is a repeat, or anything like that, is only heard by the people that encounter it right at that time. And if other people don't encounter it, they still don't know. So it's always a bit of a puzzle for us.
Yep. Thanks, Devin, for the call. Eddie joins us now in Green Bay. Eddie, hi.
Hey, how y'all doing? Glad to be on. Wanted to ask you a little bit about diversity and diversity programming. Wondering if there's someone specific on staff assigned to looking at developing, creating, offering programming specifically as it relates to diversity here in Wisconsin, which is a state, as y'all know, is changing dramatically. And some of the stats, particularly around African Americans, are just really not very good. And so just wondering if there's a way that this platform could address that. You mentioned Dr. Zorba. I love that show, but I called into him just asking him something. The information, but sometimes it didn't seem to pertain to folks of color or African American. So that's my question to y'all, is programmatically around folks creating some programs as it relates to diversity.
Gotcha, Eddie. Thanks for calling in, Mike.
And actually, Eddie, it has become not just a concern of a person on our staff, but the concern of our whole staff, because we're really recognizing that if we don't represent the full breadth of who is Wisconsin, African Americans, Native Americans, Hmong, whatever it might be, as well as white people, Latinos, I can keep listing, of course. But the thing that we're very clear on is exactly the kind of thing you're talking about. There are special parts of news, for instance, in health for people of color, including some very disturbing statistics we learn about. So we're doing a bunch of things. One is to try to make sure by counting it and measuring it for ourselves to invite more people of color to be on the broadcast, to hire more people of color. And in general, diversity is so much a part of our plan that We've got a whole Wisconsin Public Media-wide diversity action plan that we're working on, for sort of version two, because it's such a clear concern for us.
Eddie, thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Michael in Kaukauna now. Michael, hi.
Hello. I just had a question about, in modern-day world, when you already have cell phone companies broadcasting streaming versions of WPR, why not just drop all the transmitters across the state and let the cell phone companies do it with the free app that you have and save some money?
Michael, thanks for the call. Down with the transmitters, Mike.
Down with the transmitters, yes. So it's not actually free. We do pay for sending out the streams on a per-user basis, but it's also not that expensive. And the basic reason, and it's a puzzle for us, is that many more people use the radio than use streaming, even now. As popular as it seems to be, it's orders of magnitude more people that use the radio. So we're going to probably stick with it until that shifts. And then we're left with this dilemma, which is it tends to be in rural areas that internet connection is the worst. That means that that transmitter and tower that costs the same in Eagle River as it does in Madison is a lot more expensive per user. And so we're trying to figure that out, and we haven't. That's why we do both.
Thanks, Michael. And the concept is we're trying to cover as much of Wisconsin as we humanly can, whatever technology we're using.
Exactly right.
Well, Mike, we're just about out of time. It sure flies on by. Anything you're looking forward to? Let's briefly construction going on here. Quick
thoughts
there.
So we're in a different room than we usually are for the Ideas Network because we're rebuilding our studios. Today, there was a lot of hammering and stuff.
Drilling, and
we're going to have that for another couple of weeks. The way that's mainly manifested itself on air is occasional problems, but we're working through them, and we've got just a terrific crew that's working on it. And at the end of the movie, I hope by September or so, we should have brand new studios here in Madison.
And people in many places will be able to hear a difference, I think, is the way it's been explained to me.
Yep, that's right. And over time, we'll be rebuilding the entire network infrastructure.
Well, Mike, thanks a lot for coming by. Flies by every time.
It does.
That's Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. We talk to them the first Monday of every month here on Central Time or The Morning Show.